Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Stand Up for Jesus as Soldiers of the Cross. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel lesson appointed for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing on him to hear the Word of God, Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And Jesus sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners on the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, They left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Hark the Voice of Jesus Calling, Who Will Go and Work Today. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again, not only to catch men, but also women and children with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Someone living next door to us or down the street from us, someone who works with us, perhaps even a member of our own family or a close friend we have known for a long time, and yet do not have Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 5, with special attention to the following verses. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid, from now on you will be catching men. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, are we catching men for Jesus? Not only men, but also women and children with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is especially true today when we consider the fact that millions and millions of people all over the world are still dying without Jesus as their Lord and Savior. As a matter of fact, Jesus said over 2,000 years ago in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 10, verse 2, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." So Jesus knew from the very beginning of his 3-year public ministry that he was going to need a lot of help to catch men, including women and children, with the good news of the gospel. And Jesus decided to call fishermen to become his disciples, as he was proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. through his preaching, teaching, and especially his healing through miraculous signs and wonders. His popularity as a great teacher was quite evident, and so was the authority of his word, as we talked about it last Sunday. They were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority, and especially as the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, as he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. Suddenly he sees two boats and some fishermen washing their nets. So Jesus asked them for permission to use one of their boats, the one that belonged to Simon Peter. As he sat down and taught the people from the boat, because of the large crowd pressing in on him. And when he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon Peter responded immediately, saying, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And they caught a large number of fish. They caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break and tear apart. So they signaled to the other boat to come and help them. And yet as they filled both of their boats with fish, they began to sink, which prompted Simon Peter to fall on his knees and plead, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." In other words, Simon Peter was astonished at the catch of fish, that he felt unworthy to be in the presence of Jesus, the Holy One of God. That was also true of the other two, James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Peter and his brother Andrew as fishermen. And how does Jesus respond to them? He says, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." In the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4, verse 19, Jesus said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." So as they were bringing their boats back to land again, suddenly they answered Jesus' call to become fishers of men as they left everything and followed him. So Peter, James, and John became the first disciples chosen by Jesus and are the same three disciples who later on went with Jesus up to the mountain of Transfiguration, where Jesus changed before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone could bleach them. And then later in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed to his Father in heaven, saying, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." The same still holds true today. Jesus has also chosen us to be his disciples, to catch men, women, and children with the good news of the gospel. Jesus made it very clear before he ascended into heaven, the Great Commission. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." The words of St. Luke in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." As a matter of fact, today 75 to 90% of people have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because someone in their family or a friend invited them to come to church. That is truly amazing. All it takes is a personal invitation, and it works. As a matter of fact, I will always remember what a Lutheran layman once said. "Sometimes we think that the call to be witnesses, to make disciples of all nations, is one intended for the clergy. Nowhere does the Bible say that. The world is literally going to hell faster than you and I seem to care about changing the situation. There is good news, however, and that good news comes from God through you and me. That's God's call to you. It's a call not to sit and wait. It is a call to to go. In other words, when we talk about the mission of the church, it is not only about sending missionaries to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world, but also witnessing to people right here in our own nation and backyard, our small community right here in the Big Bear Valley, people living next door to us or down the street from us, people who work with us, perhaps even a member of our own family or a close friend we have known for a long time and yet do not have Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And by the way, we do not have to be afraid to do it either. And why? Because Jesus also gives us his promise, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." Not only that, but to be confident about it and rely on the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit to say the right words about Jesus or extend that special invitation for them to come to church. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are you and I catching men, women, and children for Jesus? Or are we just sitting and not standing up as we sang in the opening hymn? Stand up for Jesus as soldiers of the cross. Are we perhaps even waiting and doing nothing as we sang in the hymn of the day? Let none hear you idly saying, "There is nothing I can do," while the multitudes are dying and the Master calls for you. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit to catch men, women, and children for Jesus right here in our own community and finally throughout our nation and the world. To accept the challenge Jesus places before us again this morning. Who will go and work today? Who will answer quickly when he calls you? "Here am I, send me," in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we make a commitment today, not only to catch men, but also women and children with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Someone living next door to us or down the street from us. Someone who works with us, perhaps even a member of our own family or a close friend we have known for a long time and yet do not have Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Jesus Shall Reign Wherever the Sun." Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, From All That Dwell Below the Skies. Amen.